dual champion, and Steve Torrance. Steve defeated Bo Coletta in the final round on a hole shot, meaning that Steve's elapsed time of 3.74 seconds was actually slower than Doug's elapsed time of 3.73 seconds. But because of Steve's superior reaction time, he got to the finish line first. Margin of victory, 49 ten-thousandths of a second. You saw him the whole way.
Well, I mean, you know, you can hear him the whole way, and if it, and when it's that close, the way that the cars are, the panels up on the sides, if you can hear them, they're either ahead of you or just behind you, but it's really close. And all the way down through there, I could tell. I knew I left good on the tree, but I could tell he was right beside me, and it was just going to be a coin toss as to who got it. And, you know, I said out there that when you're in that situation, you can hear the car the whole way down through there. You're just looking and you're thinking, don't drop the hole, don't do this, don't do anything, just drive as straight as possible and try to get down there. And you know, my guys have I pulled them out on that one, and they've pulled me out on a lot more of them, more than probably 95% of them this year. I mean, I've just had a really good race car, so I'm glad to be driving the thing. It's unbelievable opportunity and just a great season so far. I hope we can keep this momentum going.
You've appeared in now half of the final rounds we've had this season at Top Fuel. You've been in. You come into every season with an expectation to be competitive, an expectation to run hard. Do you come in with an expectation to appear in every other final round?
Well, I mean, maybe not the expectation, but you show up and want to win every race you come to. And when you're going out and having the success that we're doing, you just keep your head down, you work hard, and you keep grinding on it. Because when you look up, you'll have achieved your goal. And that's what we're trying to do, is just stay focused. The race car is doing what Richard and Bobby are telling it to do, spot on. And they just got a really good handle on it. And then it goes back to those guys. Those guys do the exact same thing every time. And I have the best race car that I've ever had. So when we go up there, it's flawless. I mean, you know, that thing is, it's spot on every time. And it takes a lot of pressure off of me as a driver. It takes a lot of pressure off of Richard and Bobby making the tuning calls, knowing that it's going to be put together exactly how it's supposed to be. And you don't have to worry about any little infractions.
No gimmies today. Three hard runs to get you to the final, and of course the final was a tough pull as well. Does that make it any more or less satisfying to you?
You win any of these races, no matter how you get there, it's satisfying. And you know, Beckman was telling me, well, we lucked out on this, we lucked out on that, but on at the end of the day, on paper, that W looks the same, and that Wally looks the same on the shelf, and it just adds a little excitement and a little character to the story of how you got it. But It was just a great race day. I felt really confident coming into the day, really calm, relaxed in the car every time, and just went up there and did my job. And I mean, you know, I say this all the time, but I can't give enough credit to those guys that work on the race car. That's the key to the success that we're having, and my confidence.
There's a balance. The team has to do a great job, but you did a great job on that reaction time. Did you do anything special to get that reaction time this time on the final run?
No, I mean, I went up there and knew that I hadn't really been the best on the sheet today on reaction times. I mean, I was a little off, and I knew it. And so I sat in the car for a long time, and with Beckman blowing up and making it a little longer, you know, it kind of gives you a little time to sit there, think, and calm down. And I just was able to relax and just be really focused when we went up there. I knew that Doug was going to be on it. He'd been on the tree all day long, and that's where that race, I thought, would be won or lost. So I just kind of got up on the wheel and drove my butt off, and we got it done.
Come to every track, you say, to win, and every win is special. But when you get your first win at a track, especially like one like Norwalk, is it kind of cool?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you want to check all of them off if possible. But this one's special. I need to be riding that bicycle more and going to the gym, but I showed up here to eat ice cream and win the race. So yeah, I mean, it is very special. We were here in the final a couple years ago and weren't able to get it done, and this is just a beautiful facility. It's really family oriented. I like that about it, and I like the feel of the racetrack. It's a fun place to come race, and the fans are awesome here. So they stuck it out for a couple days through rain. We tried to put on a good show for them.
Okay, so Coletta believes we should come here twice a year. Now that you finally got the victory here, do you think we should come here twice a year?
No, I think we should go to E-Town like twice a year. That's my favorite place. I've won there quite a bit. But, you know, everybody has their favorite tracks, and it's where you're successful. If I was going to pick my track that I want to race at, it'd be in Texas, but I do better at Englishtown than I do any of the Texas tracks, so just how it is.
Okay.
You've been to the final round now of half the races this year. Do you kind of get the feeling you're on the verge of something special?
you know, these things are the most unpredictable beast ever. So it's hard to get a top fuel car to run well. It's even more difficult to get it to continue to run well. And those guys have done it. So when you can do that, when you can maintain that consistency, it is special. And we're just going to keep grinding away because we got quite a few races left. I guess we got 6 or 7 races left till the countdown. And then we throw all these points away and regroup. So just got to kind of we're sprinting right now, or we're marathoning right now. We're going to get ready for the sprint at the end.
You're very busy. When you're not racing, you're very busy working for your family's company and everything. What is the next week, which is a week off from a racing standpoint, what does that mean for you and what you have to do?
I got to go to work. What do you mean, what do I got to do? I got to go home and make some money to buy some race fuel and nitro so we can come back out and go to race in Chicago. You know, it really kind of redirects your focus in another venue, and you get to go home and quit thinking about racing and think about something else. And I've worked more this year than any year in the past because we've been a lot busier than we have been. It makes driving the race car a lot more fun. It's just a getaway, and you get to come have a good time, and it takes some pressure off.
Thanks very much, Steve.
Thank you, guys.
Well done.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.